It's been more than 2 months since voters in California approved Proposition 8, which bans same-sex marriage. But the battle is far from over. Last month, California's Attorney General Jerry Brown urged the state Supreme Court to void Prop 8. Earlier this week, opponents of gay marriage filed court briefs. They say that Jerry Brown, quote, invented an entirely new theory to try to keep gay marriage legal. Joining us now is John Wildermuth, who's been covering this story for the San Francisco Chronicle. And John, as Attorney General, it's Jerry Brown's duty to uphold state laws. Right after the election, Brown said he would enforce Prop 8. Then he reversed course. What happened?
What the Attorney General said is that, hey, the more he looked at Prop 8, the more he realized that this wasn't what he felt could be done under the state constitution. When he filed his brief last month, he said, well, the arguments that the opponents are making, that it was a revision rather than a constitutional amendment, those aren't right. But what he substituted is he said, here is my own theory as to why this can't be done. And his theory essentially was that the people of California, by a majority vote, can't take away what are unalienable rights. And he said that the California State Supreme Court made marriage an unalienable right, and it can't be taken away by a straight initiative process.
Jerry Brown was, of course, once governor here in California, and there is rumor that he's considering running for that office again. Do you think political aspirations might be at play here?
Oh, Jerry Brown is definitely going to run for governor again, and very seldom has he ever done anything that didn't have a political component. So, sure, it might have figured into the mix. Certainly, it's going to be a crowded Democratic primary. And Democrats are solidly in favor of same-sex marriage and opposed to Prop 8. So I'm sure that played a role. How big a role, how important a role, that's a question.
The brief filed earlier this week was written in part by none other than Whitewater prosecutor Kenneth Starr. What's his involvement in this?
Ken Starr is now a law professor at Pepperdine University. And in many cases, he's a gun for hire for a lot of conservative legal cases. And the Prop 8 people brought him in as one of the co-counsels on the case, and he was likely to be the person that's going to make the arguments in front of the state Supreme Court, possibly as soon as March.
And what exactly is he arguing?
What he's arguing is that the people have a right to make decisions. The California state constitution allows the initiative process, and it's the people that make the constitution. So if they vote in favor of something, especially in a constitutional amendment, the people made the Constitution, the people have a right to change the Constitution. That's what he's arguing.
This week, there was another legal brief filed by the National Center for Lesbian Rights and the ACLU, among others. What are they arguing?
Well, what they're arguing, and in many cases, these are part of what are likely to be dozens of friend of the court briefs that will be filed within the next couple of weeks. They're arguing two things. They're arguing, still arguing, that the Prop 8 was a revision of the state constitution, not an amendment. And under state law, a revision can only be done through the state legislature. The state legislature has to make a revision, and then the people vote on it. Jerry Brown, in his brief, said, no, that's not true, and the backers are saying that's not true. And they're also arguing that the 18,000 same-sex marriages that were done while it was legal in the state of California should stand, which the backers of Prop 8 say they should be null and void now.
John, as you mentioned, it might be another 2 months before the state Supreme Court will take on this case. In the meantime, what will happen to those 18,000 same-sex couples who, as you mentioned, got married in the run-up to the election?
Well, you're kind of living with the sword of Damocles hanging over your head a little bit. I mean, people normally get married, and they're married. Now you're married right now, but you don't know if that's the way it's going to be in June. It's kind of a tough situation for those people.
John Wildermuth of the San Francisco Chronicle, thank you.
It's a pleasure.